Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. When you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Is there anything worse than hypocrisy? Jesus certainly hated it and had the harshest things to say about the hypocrites of his day. He wanted everyone to have the joy of a real relationship with their Heavenly Father, and he knew that putting on an act to impress other people totally missed the point. In this part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus contrasted the hypocrites' play-acting with true devotion to God. The giving of donations to the poor and needy is a responsibility that everyone has, but the way in which it's done is what matters most. Jesus pointed to the hypocrites who announced their giving with trumpets. This may have been just dramatic language to describe the sheer vanity of some people's giving, but we do know that trumpets were sometimes used in connection with giving in the temple. Either way, the point is clear. When you give, you shouldn't make a show of it, because the audience that really matters is God alone. It clearly wouldn't be possible for our left hand to keep secrets from our right hand. The brain doesn't work that way. But it's not difficult to understand what Jesus meant. He was saying that all of our giving should be done in the most secret way that we can achieve. Anything short of that will miss out on the blessing which God longs to give to us as we make our gifts. That then begs the question, what should we give? The New Testament doesn't lay down rules for Christian giving. Paul encourages his readers in Corinth to give cheerfully and generously, and to make sure that their giving was regular and in proportion to their income. The actual amount of your giving is between you and God. What matters above everything else is that when we make our gifts, it's an expression of our personal love for God, and just between him and us. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your amazing generosity to us. Help us always to be generous in our giving. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day, and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.